You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I didn't look at the extended forecast for Thanksgiving Day. Let me pull that up.
What is it? Thursday?
What is it? Thursday? Are they doing it on Thursday this year?
It's really snuck up on us.
This year they're doing Thanksgiving on a Thursday. Holy crap. Let's see.
40s.
Denver, 46 and partly sunny.
That's all right. It's nice, cool weather because you know you're going to be sweating a lot because you are eating so much.
Well, and you know, you're supposed to go outside and throw the football around on Thanksgiving.
The
right?
Old pigskin?
You bet.
I don't do that.
You know, because you'll like break a nail or something.
We play dodgeball instead.
Ow, ow, quit throwing the football so hard.
Speaking of eating, the annual poll found that the average American is going to sit down at that Thanksgiving dinner table, and we're going to gain 8 pounds. Now, this is 8 pounds over the holidays.
Yeah, not
but
that
this
day.
Is going to contribute probably 4 of those pounds to that 8 pounds over the holidays this year. Mm-hmm. So, and most people say, you know what, I don't even care this year, you know, because of the pandemic. I haven't been able to see too many people, whatever. I'm just going to eat what I want to eat this year. I'm not going to worry about my weight.
Yeah.
And that we deserve it this year. I deserve
that, that line it. Is made me laugh. I deserve.
I deserve a whole pie this year. Yeah. So shove it.
Let me ask you.
What?
How many people do you think truly, quote, deserve it?
It's a very small number.
I think so, too.
And it is going to be the people that really watch their weight. They exercise all year, yada, yada, yada. And mm-hmm. It's one day. Yes, you deserve then to
that.
Just indulge.
But just in general in life.
In general,
I'm sure
none of you deserve to
I'm
eat
sure
that much.
I don't deserve it.
I don't either.
I don't deserve it.
At all.
I don't deserve what is sitting on that table. I have not been good enough to deserve that.
Mm-mm. At all.
By the way, speaking of the food on the table, I feel quite vindicated because for years I have lobbied against turkey. I don't get turkey. I don't understand turkey. It's a tradition on Thanksgiving just because it's a tradition. And now I'm vindicated. The poll question this week about what you would eliminate, turkey was number 4. So it was top 5. And this study came out. It was a poll. A poll found that 74% of Americans would be just fine with no turkey on Thanksgiving as long as they could have all of the sides.
Oh, yeah. The turkey's just dry.
Overrated.
And really, rumor has it, if you do a little research, if you go back to that first Thanksgiving with the pilgrims and everything, from what I understand, there is no indication that turkey was even served.
Correct.
They were eating deer, they were eating ducks, they were eating geese.
I think they called Domino's.
They had a pizza pie, they had some calzones. There was no turkey at the first few Thanksgivings.
So there you go.
From what I understand.
3 out of 4 Americans say, yeah, and all sides think, and that sounds to me like heaven.
I'm lobbying again to bring the mac and cheese. Nicole does this homemade mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And it made a list of like the top sides.
With the crust?
The crust, Dom.
Yes.
And somebody on our Facebook said, who brings mac and cheese to Thanksgiving?
Well, it's not a box of Kraft mac and
cheese.
That's
what I'm saying. It's like a homemade.
Maybe they were confused.
I don't think so.
And how can you be?
Who does that?
What makes mac and cheese so abhorrent on a Thanksgiving table?
Because it's supposed to be, like, if you're my mom, it's a classier affair. It's supposed to be a classy meal.
Mm.
It's work that goes, you know, you plan for this for weeks.
Does your mother break out the good china?
Mom breaks out the good stuff, the crystal glasses, like the actual crystal stuff.
So you run your finger around the rim of it and it makes the sound, yeah.
Yeah. So in my family...
As she pours her sparkling cider in it or whatever.
Yes, there are no cans of any sort allowed at the table, so you can't crack open a can of Coke and have it at the table. It's got to be in the glass.
And you have to pour it in the glass in the kitchen before you bring it in?
Yes, there's real the candles going, you know, real lit candles. The lights are turned down dim. There's some autumn music playing.
Let me just say something.
It's an event.
I give your mom endless crap. And I've done so for the 17 years I've known you.
Yeah, I haven't noticed.
But in this case, I'm going to say, you know what, Danny? She's listening, Danny.
Uh-oh.
I think that's actually kind of sweet.
Yeah.
That you've got the candles, you make it a nice affair for your family, and you don't allow crappy stuff on that table for one meal out of the year.
Exactly. I always enjoy it.
For once, I got your back, Danny.
It's nice. She gets the little pumpkins, you know? It puts the little pumpkins all around.
Danny, now you've gone too far. You don't need the little pumpkins.
Got the cornucopia there in the middle.
Does she have the napkin in the napkin holder thing?
And she dresses up like a pilgrim woman. And it's a wonderful time.
Does your dad wear the big hat and
the big belt buckle? Big buckles on his shoes.
Do you, when you come in, do you have to draw a turkey with your hand? Are you tracing your hand?
We go out to the well and get water. And
they asked Americans to name their favorite sides of all. Oh. Number one side.
Taters, come on.
Mashed potatoes.
There it is.
Stuffing is a close second. Why is there so much hatred for stuffing, too?
I don't care for stuffing.
Oh, I like stuff.
I don't like that.
Somebody... Some other radio guy, this was a million years ago, at least 25 years ago. He posted this thing amongst all the radio guys who talked to each other, and it was his grandmother's stuffing recipe. Mm. And I didn't think much of it. When I saw it on there, I was like, But I was curious at least enough to print it up, and a couple of years later, I tried making it.
Mm.
Holy crap,
was it good?
Yeah.
Was this like a stuffing on the side? It had its own dish, and you make it because, or is it what is? Was it in the bird?
I don't like stuffing in the bird personally.
Into bird. Stuffing into bird.
Shoving it right up to bird.
Yeah.
I don't care for stuffing inside the bird. That
squish.
Also got mentioned in the poll too. Yeah. People don't like that. It's kind of shoving something into an animal's orifice is.
It doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem
appetizing. Elbow deep, you know. And
yeah, and some people can take a little bit too much joy in doing that maneuver. And
you got to make eye contact with somebody while you're doing it.
Or make eye contact with the turkey. yeah, and then sweet potatoes was number three.
That's what we're going to be bringing to.
Okay.
She does that crock pot one with the crushed pineapple in it.
Oh, I don't know about the crushed pineapple.
I gave you that recipe.
You did?
You said you bathed in it. You loved it so much.
Huh. Maybe I probably did, and I just forgot because I'm old and I forget things. And there's also America is divided right down the middle. We're a divided nation, people. Divided over the marshmallow with the sweet potato. Half think it's disgusting and half love it. Me? Love it.
Yes, there you are. We can still hang out. You have to.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people who say, that is so gross. Who puts marshmallows?
That's just extra calories I don't need.
Oh, and while you're mentioning extra calories, can we bring up one other thing?
Yes.
We should open up the phones on this, by the way.
Anything you want to talk about Thanksgiving. We'll take your call.
Here's another thought for you. Why does anybody put a salad on the table at Thanksgiving?
This is neither the time nor the place.
I need one person to give me, like, convince me why we should be wasting the valuable real estate on that plate.
Well,
with salad, which you can have 364 days out of the year. You're going to literally, you're telling me you want to fill yourself up with salad?
You should not fill yourself up with it.
One bite is a bite you've taken from something else.
You should have a little roughage on your plate.
Why? One day?
Listen, are you seeing everything you're putting in your body? It's going to be difficult to get it out.
Maybe for you, because you've got a delicate system. I've got a manly system.
No, if you're eating mashed potatoes, mac and cheese,
what are you talking
stuffing,
about? I could eat a license plate and I would have no problem.
Really?
Yes. I don't have a delicate system. Like, with all of this I'm putting in, I better have some roughage.
I had a very good friend that was a chef, and he said the number one thing you should be doing at every meal, especially Thanksgiving, he says, is eating your salad last. After you've had your meal, you should have a little bowl of salad. He says it basically works like a garbage disposal on your system.
Whatever. I would shove him down.
And it keeps you regular.
I'm going to shove him right out of the chair.
Well, are we all bloated and we're unbuttoning our pants?
You don't have a little bit at the end. You have pie at the end, idiot.
Yeah, you got to have the salad.
Oh, my.
Tom, it's science. You're a science guy. Look it up. It's science.
Yes, and the science tells me that I've got 364 days out of the year to eat flippin' salad.
A couple pieces of lettuce is not going to fill you up that much more.
What is wrong with you people? Okay, last debate, because I see calls are coming in.
Yep.
Question. There's two ways you can go with this. Do you eat earlier in the day to stretch out your stomach so that you can throw more in there? Or do you starve yourself all day?
Well, typically, you're probably not eating your meal before noon, you think?
Yeah, a lot of people, it's like 2, 3, 4,
that's
5 o'clock.
That's usually when it falls.
A lot of people.
In the afternoon.
So do you eat at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning?
No, I don't eat anything really beforehand. Maybe a slice of toast. So I don't get all shaky. So I don't get low blood sugar.
Just a piece of toast. Just dry toast.
Because you know how much calories you're going to be pounding down later in the day.
It's one day.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got to take a call.
All right.
We got to go to break. We're late. Dawn, we are late getting into our break.
Come on, Dawn.
But I still want to talk to you.
Oh, okay. There's a lot of pressure here.
So what do you got for us?
So my mother decided to boycott cooking, and we go to Del Frisco.
Oh, my God.
That's a solid meal, though, Dawn.
Wow.
That's a really good meal.
Yes, but I actually literally was thinking about this yesterday. Like, do I order turkey at Del Frisco's?
No.
You get one of their steaks.
The answer is no. All caps and exclamation point.
Their steaks are so good.
Exactly.
Oh. The only bad thing.
What I was saying is my mother, you guys were talking about salads. Yeah. My mom says that Del Frisco's has the best bacon, and she will stab you in the hand if you try to take her bacon.
Now, they do have a salad that they serve there that they have a cross of bacon, one going north-south and one going east-west that crosses, and it is spectacular bacon.
Is it bless the salad or something?
Yes.
Don, do you work for Del Frisco's or something? Is that why you're calling
us? I do not. Not at all.
Listen, I love your idea. I love what your mom is doing. But the fatal flaw here is that you have no leftovers the next day.
Oh, that's not true.
You order a big steak and then you do.
There's all sorts of leftovers you can take.
Oh, I wouldn't.
In fact, order a couple of extra sides. Their sides are pretty big.
Yes, their sides are pretty big.
You want to spend an extra $80.
Well, so what? So it's worth it. Worth it. Dawn,
you're classy.
We love you. Have a great day.
Bye, Dawn.
You as well. Bye.
Bye.
We're talking about the Thanksgiving meal and traditions and everything else. And Josh says that we really, really should talk with Leanne. Hello, Leanne. Hey. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're great.
Couldn't be better.
Thank you.
What do you want to add to this Thanksgiving discussion?
Well, instead of the normal dried onion, celery, carrots, how about pineapple stuffing? I discovered a pineapple stuffing recipe to die for, and it is so tasty. Even if it's crusty on the top, it is so tasty. Way better than
usual. So do you just put like a can of that squishy pineapple in it?
Well, you can put a can in, or you can use fresh pineapple.
Yeah.
I like to use fresh pineapple because then you don't have to add all that sugary juice.
Yeah, and it's a little firmer.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. What's the base of this thing? It's not just...
It's just pineapple, Dom.
You're just eating pineapple?
That's it.
How is that a stuffing? There's got to be a base of some
bread?
Sort. There's no breading?
It is bread. Oh, no, there is bread.
Oh, okay.
You're using... It's not necessarily the, standard stuffing bag that you buy in every grocery store. You can use cubed toasted pieces of bread. You can, anything that any
all
kind
right, so there's
of
your,
bread.
There's your base.
You
got
to take your loaves of bread and crumble it up and leave it out overnight, right?
Dry it out.
Yeah, leave it out overnight on a cookie sheet.
Okay, and then you dump pineapple on the bread.
Okay.
Well, then you use a couple of use an egg and you use pineapple, cinnamon. I add a little bit of cloves and.
I'll tell you what. Let's do this.
Send it to
Why don't you send us that recipe, and then what we'll do is we'll post it on our Dom and Jeremy Facebook page, and we'll say this is from Leanne.
Is that all right, or is this like a top secret family recipe that's been passed down for generations?
Hmm. No, absolutely not. It is not top secret.
Okay.
Send it.
And I will send it. Okay.
Okay.
What is the pineapple is the secret ingredient in our sweet potatoes as well.
Mm.
This is some sort of magic ingredient.
Wow, it's becoming the Hawaiian Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, I have to add, I'm totally with the homemade baked macaroni and cheese
Thank
over
you.
Some of the other. You could, substitute that for the disgusting mushroom green bean.
Oh, yeah, the casserole. Here we go.
The poor green bean casserole that gets no love. Well, that's fine.
Well, it's always so congealed and icky. You know?
It's like Dom's underpants.
Hey, you beat me to it. I was about to say that.
And the crunch.
but delicious.
That's right.
Listen, Leanne, before we let you go, there's one other stat I'm reading about. I want to see if this is your household. It says 43% of people claim their family basically serves the exact same Thanksgiving dinner each year and has not changed it up in years. Is that your household?
Oh, you know, I hate to say it, but.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah. You stick with what you know.
We go to my brother's house and my sister-in-law gets a turkey and it's the same.
Same thing.
And it was the exact same thing growing up. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, though, my aunt used to do the same fancy dishes and little.
That's right. It's an affair. It's
a fruit cup mix and all this garbage.
Yeah.
Remember that? Do you want fruit cup or tomato juice?
God,
man.
Yeah.
You're a hoot, Leanne. Don't forget to send us that pineapple stuffing recipe.
Absolutely. My pleasure, guys.
Well, you got to know we love you and we don't care who knows, okay?
Okay, that's great.
Have a great holiday.
See you later.
God, I love our listeners.
Pineapple stuffing. All right.
I would try that.
Why not?
I think that 43% number is low, too. I bet it's more that do the same thing every year.
You know what you're going to get.